grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Luke chapter 14. I read for you again these words of our Lord. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. So far the reading of the text. Dearly beloved of Christ Jesus, the only Savior of the world. If you think it's easy to follow Jesus, to be one of his disciples, listen to what he says today. And what we hear is hard to hear. It just does not sound right. And yet Jesus does not want us to follow him without knowing what that entails. After all, he does want us to follow him and make it to the end with him. So as we listen to Jesus today, we learn about the cost of discipleship. And what is that cost? Everything we are and everything we have. Hating our family and ourselves. Bearing a cross. Forsaking everything. And as we hear such words, we're baffled and horrified. After all, we usually think of Jesus as a loving Savior, a gentle shepherd. To hear him say that we must hate our father and mother, wife and children, our brothers and sisters, it's too hard to grasp. After all, aren't we supposed to love one another? Aren't our families God's gifts to us? Isn't that what we've been taught our whole life? Well, of course we are to love our family and neighbors. Yet, other times in Scripture, the word hate indicates not an emotion, but attitudes and actions, especially when directed toward others. So the sense here is not love more than. Thus, we're told that Jacob loved Rachel, but that Leah was hated. So this is not a matter of emotions, but of priorities. To be a disciple of Jesus means loving him so much more than we love our family, that by comparison, we hate them. He is to be absolutely first in our lives in all respects. And the same thing applies when we consider ourselves. We are to love Jesus more than we love ourselves. We are to submit to him in all things and subordinate ourselves, our thoughts, and our desires to him and his word and his will. Oh, and then there's the talk about bearing a cross. What is that? That is suffering for the sake of Christ and the gospel. That means confessing Christ as the only Savior of the world to an unbelieving world that thinks the gospel is foolishness and a rock of stumbling. Bearing a cross means standing up for Jesus in all circumstances, no matter what happens. It means that following Jesus involves suffering and death, but always with a view to the resurrection and life. And finally, Jesus says that to be his disciple, we have to give up all our earthly possessions. As with the rich young ruler, we find that wealth, riches, and possessions too often get in the way of loving Jesus above all things and following him. So, having heard the conditions of being a disciple of Jesus, are you willing to pay the cost? Are you able? Do you and will you put Jesus and the gospel ahead of your family and yourself? Do you and will you willingly suffer for the sake of Christ and the gospel? Do you and will you give up everything to follow Jesus? Be honest now. Are you willing to give up everything to follow Jesus? And even if you say, yes, could you? Are you able to give up everything as Jesus declares? Of course not. You're not able to be Jesus' disciple by your own reason or strength, for your sinful nature will not allow it. Your sinful nature demands that you be first. And that goes against the first commandment, where God declares, "You shall have no other gods before me." For at root, our sinful nature and the sins it produces is all about making a God in our own image and of our own imagination. We simply are not able to be a disciple of Jesus because we are totally unable to subordinate everything in our lives to Christ. We are doomed to being mocked and defeated. We are doomed to utter failure. And that's the way it is with the law of God. When faced with its demands, we are accused and condemned. We simply do not have what it takes to be Jesus' disciples. And that's why we so desperately need to hear the gospel. For our Lord Jesus did count the cost, and he paid it in full. He did what we cannot do. He loved his Heavenly Father more than he loved his family and friends. He would not allow them or anyone else to get in the way of his doing his Father's will. He called Peter Satan when Peter tried to keep him from dying on the cross. Furthermore, he even hated his own life as he feared, loved, and trusted in God his Father above all things. Even his desire to be relieved of the cup of suffering and death. His Father and his will were always of first importance for Jesus. And his Father's will was that Jesus die for the sins of the world And nothing would or could keep Jesus from doing just that. And in so doing, Jesus voluntarily bore his cross all the way to Calvary. He willingly bore the cross of scorn, shame, ridicule, taunting, and jeering as he was hated, arrested, convicted, and crucified. He took up his physical cross and carried it to the place where he would be nailed to it and raised to die. He bore the cross of being forsaken by his heavenly Father. This Holy One, being true God, died the death of sinners for sinners. And it was enough. For Jesus himself cried out, "It is finished." Forgiveness of sins, eternal life and salvation had been won. Jesus had enough to pay the cost, and he paid it. You see, Jesus gave up everything for you. He gave up his riches in heaven to become poor for your sake, so that you might inherit the riches of God in him. He who created the world did not have a place to lay his head. He suffered unimaginable pain and suffering in your place to reconcile you to God. And thus, he has laid the foundation upon which he builds his church. He has gone to battle against unnumbered foes and has emerged victorious. He has defeated sin, death, the devil, and hell, and he gives that victory to you. Still, it doesn't stop there, for he continues to build his church through the ministry of reconciliation. He continues to send his delegation of peace to you through the ministry of the gospel, that is, word and sacrament. Through the preaching of the law and the gospel, he calls you to repentance and faith. In holy baptism, he washes away your sin and drowns your old Adam. In that forgiving flood, he so unites you with himself that his cross is your cross and his crucifixion and death is your crucifixion and death. So that in him you have died, and more than that, have been raised to life again. He keeps you as his disciple through catechesis, that is, through the ongoing teaching of his holy word. Through this word, you are led to a life of faith in him and the forgiveness he so freely gives. Through such teaching, you learn to trust more and more that he daily and richly forgives you all your sins by his grace alone. And then you extend that same forgiveness to anyone and everyone else who you think has hurt you or wronged you. He feeds and nourishes your body and soul with his holy body and his precious blood, which is given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Through his word and sacraments, through the forgiveness of sins they convey, Jesus brings you with himself into the kingdom of God. He brings you through his passion and cross into his resurrection and ascension to life everlasting. And he has brought you into his kingdom, He who carried his cross for you, even now is with you to carry your cross, so that you may be and remain his own dearly beloved disciple, now and forever. Yes, my friends, Jesus, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He counted the cost of his suffering, weighed it over against the salvation of your soul, and willingly and even gladly suffered all for you. For the joy of calling you his brothers and sisters, and for the joy of seeing you in heaven, he counted and paid the full cost of following him. "It is finished," said Jesus. "It is paid in full." Thus, having been made his disciples, live as his disciples, putting him first in your lives and following him where and wherever he leads. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.